Well, those Maynard's Mountaineers really go to town, don't they? But that's what it takes to keep this Good Neighbor Get-Together program hitting on high. Now here's that well-known and better-loved family of radio, the Carter family. A.P., Sarah, Maybelle, Jeanette, Helen, June, and Anita. And it looks like we're on the sunny side.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It'll help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Okay, A.P., now tell us about it.
Thank you, Brother Bill. Our beginning number will be The Wandering Boy.
Out in the cold world and far away from home, somebody's boy is wandering alone. No one to guide him and keep his footsteps right. Somebody's boy is homeless tonight. Bring back my boy, my wandering boy, far, far away. Yonder's the shoes my darling used to wear. She emptied the cradle, the one that's loved so well. How I'm in tears, as no tongue can tell. Bring back my boy, my wandering boy. Far, far away, wherever he may be. Tell him his mother with faded cheeks and hair. Sadly, I close my eyes and be at rest. There is no other that's left to give me joy. Bring back my boy, my wandering boy. Bring back my boy, my wandering boy. Far, far away, wherever he may be. Tell him his mother with faded cheeks and hair.
Now here's the Carter family, and this time it's...
There'll be no detours in heaven, no rough roads along the way. I'm using my Bible for a road map. My last stop is heaven some sweet day. I'm using my Bible for a road map. Ten commandments, they tell me what to do. The 12 disciples are my road sign, and Jesus will take me safely through. There'll be no detours in heaven, no rough roads along the way. I'm using my Bible for a road map. My last stop is heaven some sweet day. I'm using my Bible for
Welcome to the Bluegrass Ramblings. That was the Carter Family and then Don Reno and Red Smiley. Well, we're on the last day of our fundraising today, and we're just about like $430-something to get to our $50,000 goal. So thank you very much for everybody that donated money today.
Yeah, this is amazing. We really want to thank our listeners, everybody who's donated to our Funding Drive campaign so far. We went on the website and we saw how much. I'm trying to find the information.
We're at like 49,500 something. So
yes.
Not a lot of money left to go.
This is amazing. So thank you so much. And we know that our Bluegrass Ramblings and Country Classics listeners are so dedicated and supportive. So we want to thank you so much for your donation so far. And we're still taking donations for the funding drive. So you can do that by contacting. Well, on the website is very, very easy if you like to navigate on the computer, on the internet, online, you can donate to CKUT, ckut.ca/donate, but you can always do that by phone between 9 and 7 p.m., 514-907-9424. You can also mail CKUT a donation as well. So thank you again so much. And we have an exciting Bluegrass Rambling show today because we have a live band to celebrate. You know,
live band. Whose live band?
Oh, Cedric, you play in this band.
Oh, do I? Oh.
Yes, we're so lucky. The Hot Biscuit String Band are here in the studio. And Cedric is a host of Bluegrass Ramblings, but he's also an amazing banjo player. He plays Scruggs style banjo and other styles as well. And Lena is here and Ryan as well from the Hot Biscuit String Band. And we're going to talk to them and listen to some tunes. I'm really excited, Cedric.
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
This is going to be a lot of fun, but we're going to play a few more tunes and then we'll get the band set up and we're going to have a fun time. And we're just so happy that we're almost at the goal of $50,000 for the funding drive. This is just really great news. And thank you again. So yes, let's listen to a couple more bluegrass tunes.
All right. We're going to listen to a Jody Stecker tune. Well, it's a take from the Carter Family. Here comes the Golden Vanity.
Thanks, man, the lonesome sea. sea. I will pick you up.
Welcome back to the Bluegrass Ramblings. You just heard Herschel Sizemore, and that was a tune called Rebecca, which is an original tune from Herschel Sizemore. And right before that was Jody Stecker with the Golden Vanity, a Carter Family number. And
Yeah, and once again, we are at the last day of the CKUT funding drive, the yearly funding drive, where we ask our dedicated and supportive listeners to help us out at the station. This station, we don't have, you know, advertising like other radio stations, and it allows us to do some wonderful things, but we do rely on you, our listeners, for support. And my goodness, did we get it, this funding drive. I, you know, saw the update of how much we've raised so far, how much you guys have donated, and we're at $49,564 and 26 cents, and the goal was $50,000. So on Bluegrass Ramblings, we were making a joke that we want to raise the $435 for this show right now
before the country show.
Yeah, so that those guys don't
bring
need
you back
to,
home.
They don't have to raise anymore. But of course, you can always, if we go past the goal.
Yeah. Can it go past the goal?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, so please, thank you for your donations. And you can just go on the website to donate. You can go to ckut.ca/donate to make a donation. Online, it's quite easy. And I should also mention that there's prizes and gifts. We have a lot of amazing sponsors that have given gifts to us to give to you, those people that are donating, as a thank you. So your name can go, once you donate, your name goes into a draw depending on how much you donate. And there's a grand prize draw, and there's all kinds of great gifts that you can get for donating, like concert tickets, and there's some great CKUT merch. So please check out our website, actually, and you'll get all the information that you need for you know, the perks of donating. Not only are you supporting the best radio station in town, but you can also get some gifts as a thank you for your donations. So check that out, ckut.ca. You can always call us during office hours as well to donate, 514-907-9424. You can mail your donations in as well. And we thank you all in advance for your amazing support. I'm just so thrilled to go on the website and see how much we've raised. And this is, it's really heartwarming, and makes me very happy. So thank you very much.
Yeah. All right. Up next, I thought it was a good moment tonight to play a tune from the White River Bluegrass Band, which has in its formation our local legend, Bill Bland, who's been playing at the Wheel Club since 1974 every Monday.
Bill's the best.
So I've heard. That's, yeah, 50 years of dedication. So I thought it was a good moment to give a little tribute to a local legend. So here's a Bill Monroe take on from the White River Bluegrass Band called Used to Be.
You don't love me anymore, my little darling. I'm just the used to be to you. Those stone cold kisses that you gave me, little darling, proved to me you found somebody new. Tomorrow'll be another lonesome day, and I know you want me far away. Now you don't love me anymore, my little darling. I'm just the used to be to you. tomorrow'll be another lonesome day. And I know you want me far away.
You're listening to Bluegrass Ramblings on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's 25 minutes past 7, and I'm excited. There's a lot of exciting things happening right now here at the radio station. Ben Vallée has sat down next to me. Ben, how's it going?
It's going well.
Here's Ben. Ben is hosting the Country Classics at 8, but he's here early. He's hanging out. We have a live band right in front of us. We have the Hot Biscuit String Band. Yes, we are very excited. They're here to help us celebrate our funding drive, which is going really well. Thank you so much again for your support. This is the last day of our funding drive, and we're so happy to have a live band here at CKUT. Hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
The Hot Biscuit String Band. So we're going to hear a couple songs from them. I just wanted to call back what we just listened to. So the beautiful fiddler that we just heard was Fiddling Doc Roberts. And we heard the tune, Jack Creek Waltz. And we started that set off with the White River Bluegrass Band. And you might have recognized the beautiful fiddler, Bill Bland. who's been playing fiddle at the Wheel Club at the Hillbilly Night for, what did you say, Cedric?
How 50 years, 50? Since 1974. So he told me.
He's amazing, and yep. What an amazing, wonderful person. So that was the White River Bluegrass Band. This tune was Used to Be. And again, please go down to the Wheel Club every Monday night for the Hillbilly Night, right?
Yes.
Yes.
The best. Somebody was asking me about it last night, and I was just saying, you know, when I first started singing, that's where I first started singing this kind of music, bluegrass music, and they really trained me. They trained me. They took me under their wing, and they're amazing people. Jeannie Arsenault, Bob Fuller, back in the day. It's a really important place in Montreal for country and bluegrass music. So, and Bill Bland is there every week, and he's wonderful. So, yes, thank you so much again for your donations. And we have a live band. So, Hot Biscuit String Band. Let's listen to a tune, and then we'll talk to you after.
Right on.
How about that?
All right, we're going to play a little fiddle tune. This one is called the Barlow Knife.
I was just standing up and taking a little video of that. That was awesome. Oh, so good. I didn't want them to stop.
We should do this more often, having bands in the studio.
Oh, my gosh. So beautiful. Barlow Knife. This is the Hot Biscuit String Band live on Bluegrass Ramblings. You're listening to Bluegrass Ramblings, and it's live music in the studio.
Exciting.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this is pretty fun.
Do I sound excited?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that sounded amazing. Okay. For those of you just tuning in, that was some live music, and that was the Hot Biscuit String Band, a band from Montreal, right? We have Lina Halimi on the guitar, killing it. Hi, Lina. We have Ryan McNally on the fiddle. Hi, Ryan.
How's it going?
How's it going? And Cedric Touya-Boivin, who is a host on here, on our very own host of Bluegrass Ramblings, Tuya Bovin. That's it. What up? So on the banjo. Wonderful, guys. It's thank you. Firstly, thank you for being here. And yeah, tell us a bit about the band. Do you guys want to talk about how you guys met?
How this happened?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, how did this?
How did this happen?
We just showed up.
Yeah. I think it all kind of started when I met Ryan the winter before that.
2 years ago, about?
Yeah. And I went to UConn, and then Lena started to come over to the jam the fall before that. So
we met at Grumpy's.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the Thursday night fiddle jam every Thursday.
Every Thursday at Grumpy's.
We kind of religiously go there on Thursdays, which is the hub of this really special fiddle community we have in Montreal. And a lot of people come to visit from out of town, which I always love. And I'm kind of I was born just outside the city. And I definitely was first exposed to old-time music and a lot of fiddle music at the Thursday Night Fiddle Jam, so I have a lot of gratitude for that jam and Grumpy's itself and the whole community, and that's definitely was the seed of what started this band, so that's why we're here today.
Amazing. Yeah, that's how all my bands started.
Nice.
Just like... Yeah, like Barfly, because you guys go to Barfly as well, the Bluegrass Jam at Barfly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's such an amazing, important thing. The Wheel Club, Barfly, and the Grumpy's Jam really brings people together. Definitely. And wonderful people and great bands are created. Ben, also, like, that's kind of how I met you, too.
Yeah, true.
Ben...
Last night at Grumpy's, it was like a big, like, everybody who's ever been
I was going to say that.
It was like everybody from the last 10 years of my life that I've known going to Grumpy's.
Yeah,
was
there.
Yeah, it was really fun.
It was a great night.
It was such a great night. And you guys have a couple shows coming up that we'd love to help you promote.
Oh, yes. We're playing next Friday, the 29th, at the Milan Guitar Co-op on Cosgrain Street.
Yep.
Suite 200. And its show starts around 8:30. We're going to have our buddies from Ottawa, CA and Sunny, come over and do the first act. And if you've never heard CA and Sunny, I would encourage you to go and check out their music or come into our show on Friday night, because they have awesome harmonies and their stuff is just worked out. They've been doing that stuff for a little bit, I don't know how many years now, but... their show is just amazing.
Yeah, they're great.
Great band.
I back up everything that Cedric just said.
maybe not the stuttering, but...
Yeah, no.
That too.
Yeah.
They're a really great duo.
Yeah, they leave me
from
speechless.
Ottawa, yes. And when I saw them the last time, I was really impressed. And you guys sound amazing. So this is going to be a great show this Friday at the Mile End Guitar Co-op, which is in a big loft building, 5333 Casgrain.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And suite 208. So you just go through, go up the stairs, or the elevator to 208. And it's a very special place to see a show too. So it's going to be it's a guitar co-op. There's like maybe 12 different guitar makers, and it's, you know, so the band is playing and you see all the benches of the luthiers, and it's a special place to see a show.
Everybody's barefoot and it smells really good.
I'm under the belief that instruments are very happy to be in that room too, because that's like instrument hospital. It's where instruments go to get repaired.
It's also very humid.
It's humid, it's like acclimated.
I forgot to mention that Friday is also we'll be releasing an EP that we recorded in January on the Bandcamp this Friday just before the show. So it's our EP launch at the same time as being a show with our friends from Ottawa, C and Sunny.
Amazing.
Yes. Where'd you guys record the EP?
In my living room.
Whoa, nice. Cool.
With a Tascam tape recorder.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Can't wait to hear it.
Very old-timey, yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So we're going to listen to another song pretty soon. I just wanted to once again mention that we are on our last day of our funding drive. It went between the March 15th and March 24th, and we have almost reached the goal of $50,000, and we really want to thank everybody for your support. It's amazing, and we still have $435 to raise,
right.
though.
That's right. So, and that's not nothing, by the way.
It's not. And if somebody donates $435,
no. No, well, here's the thing. Can I say something
yes,
real quick?
Can.
It's one thing to donate to a failed fund-driving campaign. If you are against donating to this station that you're currently listening to and benefiting from, you know, it's one thing to donate to a failing campaign. Don't think that because the campaign is successful that, you know, you shouldn't make your pledge. It's like donating to Wikipedia or to WinRAR, Unzip. You know, it's like you ought to pay your dues a little bit. You listen to it. If you want to listen to radio that you don't need to donate, listen to Shome or Virgin Radio. It's all good. Giant mega corporations do the donating for you, and that's how you get the icky, icky programming over at those radio stations. But here we have cool things like this, and it's only possible by the cool people that donate.
That's right, and you guys.
Yeah. So I'll leave it at that, maybe.
Yes, and we thank you again in advance. In advance, and we thank those people who donated. This is really special, and we're so happy. So you can donate online, ckut.ca/donate, or call during office hours, 514-907-9424. Actually, it's not just office hours. I think the funding drive line goes until 7 p.m., so thank you. And we have the wonderful Hot Biscuit String Band. They're going to play another song or tune. Song?
Song.
Yes. Okay. Awesome. Tell us.
So Lena's going to sing us a tune. This one's called I Have No Mother Now.
Shindry, when my
Hot Biscuit String Band live on Bluegrass Rambling CKUT 90.3 FM. Guys, wow, that was beautiful. What is the name of that song again?
That's I Have No Mother Now.
Lena, beautiful, absolutely beautiful. You guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here. So that was the Hot Biscuit String Band. Lena Halimi on vocals and guitar. We have Ryan McNally on fiddle and Cedric Douya-Boivin, host of Bluegrass Ramblings and banjo player extraordinaire. So thank you again, you guys, for being here and helping us celebrate the funding drive. Don't forget to go see them at the Mile End Guitar Co-op this Friday. The Picky Pickers, wait, there's another show.
Oh, right. We're playing with the Picky Pickers on Wednesday night, so Bluegrass Band Wednesday night at Bar de Courcelles. And we're also playing again with the Picky Pickers at Les Cogriffes on the 5th of April with Do My Do Nai, a band of Balkan-inspired underground kind of punk vibe. So if ever you want to party, come to that show. If ever you want to listen to just a hardcore or a bluegrass show, come to the Bar de Courcelles on the 27th.
Yes, that's this Wednesday, right?
Yes.
And Bar de Courcelles shows are now starting early, so it's like 8:30, I think.
Yeah, 8:30, and it's free.
And it's free show, and it's going to be bluegrass. So Wednesday night, see you in Saint-Henri at Bar de Courcelles, which is on the corner of Notre-Dame and Courcelles. And you guys, you sounded great. Thank you once again so much for playing and for being here. This is going to... I'm so happy. What a great show. And again, to our listeners at home, thank you for your support for our funding drive. We're taking donations still. We're almost at the $50,000 goal, and you can always donate online, ckut.ca/donate, or call between like 9 and 7 p.m., 514-907-9424. Okay, we're going to continue with some more Canadian bluegrass. We're going to hear from Notre Dame de Grasse. And Notre Dame de Grasse are playing a rare show.
This is rare.
Did you know about this?
This is rare. Yeah, it's happening in the townships.
Yeah, it's happening at a cool venue called the Thirsty Boot. And that's going to be this Saturday. No,
it's on the 6th.
In two Saturdays. Yeah. It's on the 6th. So the 6th of April at the Thirsty Boot, which is in Knowlton, 25 yeah. Chemin Bolton Pass in
Knowlton. If you can imagine a Thirsty Boot, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And little Andy just walked in.
Wow. What a star-studded show this is. Andy, that mic's live. You can say whatever you want.
Donate to CKUT.
Yes. Thank you. And, okay, so we're going to listen to some Notre Dame de Grasse to get you excited for their April 6th show at the Thirsty Boot. Here is Notre Dame de Grasse, and we're going to hear from their first album, New Canada Road. And we're going to hear The Narrow Path on Bluegrass Rambling CKUT 90.3 FM.
You to that bright shore in the sky. Pay attention to his calling. Don't be left here asking why. Take cautious steps along life's pathway. A modern world sets traps so fine. Don't give in to the temptation. Be prepared to walk that line. And there's a narrow path to tread on for the sinner and the fool. There's a gateway over yonder for the blessed and the true. Never heed the voice of darkness. It'll get for salvation, he'll be your only friend. When your kin looks down upon you, they be pleased with what they see. Will their boy be crowned in lightness? Will your soul be clean and free? It takes more than good intentions to get through the pearly gates. It takes faith in our dear Savior. You have little time to waste. Darkness, it'll get you in the end.
Jesus for salvation, he'll be your only friend. There's a narrow path to tread on for the sinner and the fool. There's a gateway over yonder for the blessed and the true. Never heed the voice of darkness, it'll get you. Jesus for salvation, he'll be your only friend.
I never thought I'd need you, now I find it wrong. Come on back, sweet mama. Just ain't in the face. So now that you're back here, let's
If it sounds like Montreal, it sounds like CKUT. CKUT's annual funding drive is back, and this year we're celebrating the city that made us. From Friday, March 15th to Sunday, March 24th, tune in for an earful of Montreal-made magic. Your favorite programmers will be live in studio and live streaming online for the first time ever. Tune in online, on the good old-fashioned radio, or join us in person. CKUT friends and family will be providing the tunes for an opening party at Bar La Marche à Côté on March 14th and a closing night on March 23rd at Nouvel Établissement. Stay tuned at our website for other events that put the fun in fundraising. Don't miss these celebrations of community radio and sounds of the city from your favorite local DJs. We need $50,000 to keep CKUT on the map. Powering a nonprofit radio station is more expensive than ever. Will you answer the call of your community before it's too late? Donate now by visiting ckut.ca/donate or by calling 514-907-9424. CKUT 90.3 FM, the sound of Montreal since 1987. CKUT's annual funding drive is back and taking place from March 15th to 24th, 2024. We have exciting new merch available for our donors, including t-shirts, tote bags, mugs, magnets, and posters. Thanks to the generosity of this year's sponsors, you'll get a chance to win goodies from your favorite local businesses, festivals, and more, with every donation $35 or above. This year's sponsors include Pop Montreal, Cinema Public, Constellation Records, Mutech, Festival du Nouveau Cinéma, Encore Books and Vinyl, RIDM, CNL Cycle, Adam Hart, Just Seeds, Lola Rosa, Putting Edge, Drawn and Quarterly, Death of Vinyl, La Rama, La Seltzer, Dispensaire Microbrasserie, Luglion, Pizza Bouquet, and Paragraph Bookstore. CKUT would like to thank our sponsors for supporting another year of people-powered community radio. For more details on prizes and to donate, go to ckut.ca/donate. Spring Into Action, Outrage, is happening March 11th through 24th. Spring Into Action is an annual event series that is organized and funded by QPIRG McGill and SSMU. Every spring, QPIRG organizes a week of free workshops, discussions, film screenings, and social events, engaging local and global issues. We have an exciting lineup of events, including a screen printing workshop, community dinner and zine-making night, Prison Abolition 101, and other practical and capacity-building workshops for organizing in the midst of injustice and anger. Check out the schedule of events at qpirgmcgill.org or on our Instagram at qpirgmcgill.
And you're back. We're back. It is 8 o'clock. We just wanted to say thank you once again after playing all those ads. And so this has been, my name is Dara Weiss, and it's been a pleasure to be your host tonight, along with...
I'm Cedric Tuyabueve, and it's also been a pleasure to be here tonight.
And we want to thank you for listening. And please don't change that dial, because Country Classics is coming up right now. So have yourselves a great week, and thank you again for listening.
If you got the radio, won't you listen in? We got Red Foley, Merle Travis,
George Jones,
and the
trouble, sing the old song.
Stompin' Tom is coming too. It's country music, this ain't nothing new.
Turn on your radio at 8 on Sunday night. We'll listen to Hank Williams sing us all the light. Turn your lights down low, tune into the mighty power of the Country Classics Hour.
Good evening once again, country music fans, and welcome to the Country Classics Hour here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Tonight, it is the end of our funding drive, ladies and gentlemen. We have almost reached our $50,000 goal. Get ready to donate, because we know you love country music and love radio.
Sunday night, we'll listen.